This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The U.S. Senate has blocked a motion to subpoena more witnesses in President Trump's impeachment trial. After hearing arguments from both sides, the final tally to call more witnesses, including possibly former National Security Advisor John Bolton, was 51 to 49. Two Republicans, Susan Collins of Maine and Mitt Romney of Utah, voted with the Democrats, but Chief Justice John Roberts announced the vote.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, after the vote, called the result a sham.
If the president is acquitted with no witnesses, no documents, the acquittal will have no value because Americans will know that this trial was not a real trial. It had no witnesses, no documents. It is a tragedy on a very large scale.
The Senate is almost certain to acquit Trump of the impeachment charges. A two-thirds majority is required to remove the president, and none of the chamber's 53 Republicans have indicated they would vote to convict. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has been talking up the strength of relations with Ukraine on a trip to Kiev. Adam Reed reports.
Pompeo appeared at a news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and did his best to remove any doubt about White House support for the country.
The United States sees that the Ukrainian struggle for freedom, democracy, and prosperity is a valiant one. Our commitment to support it will not waver.
Zelensky, whose one phone call with Trump became the center of the impeachment proceedings, also played down any suggestions of a rift.
When we speak with the USA, there is always a question about the impeachment of President Trump. It seems to me, honestly, that on the contrary, there are very good relations between our countries.
That's Adam Reed reporting. This is